Since Jesus left his home in Nazareth, he has been a man with a mission. The son of the carpenter has become the proclaimer of the presence of God's kingdom. And his message was experienced as a good news by many, especially the most vulnerable and broken. However, the same message was perceived as dangerous and troublesome by others, especially those who prided themselves on understanding God's will as expressed in the Jewish law. Jesus has been making many enemies among the powerful through his teachings. They said he is possessed. They said all he does, he was under Beelzebul, the prince of demons. So much so that many people have been saying about Jesus. And they said he is out of his mind. And the Jesus family feel the need to do something out of concern for his well-being. The beginning of today's gospel reading says that his relatives set out from Nazareth to take charge of Jesus, which sounded as if they were going to take him home. The end of this gospel shows what happened when they reached the house in Capernaum, where Jesus was teaching with a group of his followers sitting around him, listening to him. When Jesus was informed that his family, including his mother, were outside asking for him to come out, he looked around at those seated around him and said, "This is now my family. Here are my mother, my brothers, and my sisters. Everyone who seeks to do God's will, as Jesus reveals it, is now a member of his new family." And in time, this new family came to be called the church. We form a family at the church. We are all members of that new family of Jesus. God's purpose for Jesus' life has come to embrace us all. All who have been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit belong to that family. The words of Jesus at the end of this gospel are very striking. He's saying that the members of his family of origin do not have a strong claim on him in virtue of their blood relationship with him. He wants the members of his family of origin to become members of his new family. But in doing so, they are no more his brothers and sisters and mothers than the other members of his new family. Everything changes. So Jesus' words bring home to us the privileged relationship we have with him. Through the Holy Spirit, we have become his brothers and sisters. And although Jesus is the Son of God in a unique way, we have been caught up into his own relationship with God. We are sons and daughters of God. And this great privilege contains his own calling. When Jesus looked around at his new family, in today's gospel reading, he said, "Anyone who does the will of God, that person is my brother, my sister, and my mother." We know sometimes the call to do the will of God, as Jesus has revealed it to us, does not always come easy to us. Very often we do our own will instead of God's will. And the first ring refers to Adam, who did his own will rather than God's will, eating from the tree that God had forbidden to him in an effort to be like God. And as a result of not doing God's will, he felt distant from God and hid from God, so that God had to cry out, "Where are you?" In the gospel reading, my friend, these scribes were acting contrary to God's will in attributing Jesus' healing power to an evil spirit, Satan, rather than to God's spirit. And Jesus declares that those who demonize goodness in this way put themselves beyond the reach of God's forgiveness. So as members of Jesus' family, Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Our daily calling as the Lord's brothers and sisters is to make that prayer a reality in the concrete circumstances of our lives, by doing the will of God as He has revealed it to us.